Longtime local journalist and historian Simone Wilson has already published 4 books about various aspects of Sonoma County and its past. Now, number 5 is hot off the presses.
My new book is called Sonoma Coast, and it covers the entire 55-mile Sonoma coast from Wallala River in the north to just south of Bodega Bay, going down to the Estero Americano. It's a book with lots of photos and captions and an introductory essay put out by Arcadia Publishing. This is a new series which features color photographs, and it starts around mid-20th century and comes on up to the present. So it's more about what's here now and a little background about how it got that way.
The slim, informative volume includes images and information about the coastal landscape and the wildlife that thrives there, but Wilson's greater interest lies in the people who have shaped the region.
As I began to organize the pictures, I realized how vital the importance of volunteers and residents was in maintaining the towns along the coast. There's definitely an element of self-help and self-propulsion in creating the communities, and I began to put in more and more about the involvement of people with the parks and with nature. There's a tremendous number of people who volunteer.
Telling those stories, she continues, was mostly an exercise in recent history, but not entirely.
There are photos that go back to the 1940s and 50s, including a few black and whites of Bodega Bay and the fishing industry. Gay LeBaron loaned me about 10 photos taken by late John LeBaron, and those are largely in the chapter about business, about fishing in Bodega Bay.
Reflecting the diversity of the Sonoma coast, two-thirds of which is now publicly owned, Wilson says she expects the new book will appeal to several different audiences.
Several million people come to Sonoma County every year, and a lot of them head out to the coast. Another target is the people who live in Sonoma County but who don't live on the coast and sometimes are not really very familiar with it. I've talked to people in Santa Rosa who have never been to Fort Ross or Salt Point. They've probably been to Bodega Bay at least once. So it's partly for them. And then it's also for the residents, because there's an emphasis in the book on community involvement and the importance of people volunteering in towns that have no city councils and mayors.
Wilson says she enjoyed the process of compiling the 162 photographs and writing the captions for each of them, but thanks to the publisher's deadline, it was all accomplished in a relatively short time.
Finding the photos that would blend in with each other is the challenge. A number of people have asked me how long did it take to write the book, and there are two answers. The first one is 7 months. That was the arrangement I made with the publisher. The second answer, which is a little more complicated, is 7 months plus the 30 years that I've been hiking out there and talking to people and taking photos and looking for mushrooms and kayaking and meeting more people.
With her Sonoma Coast book now out in local bookstores and gift shops, Wilson's frequent trips to the Pacific shoreline are once again recreational, not work-driven. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.